Welcome to the Great Awakening Show. I am Joanne, Divine Life Yogini, and on this week's show, we have Richard. Richard has a passion for psychology, metaphysics, and the energetic body and how it relates to astrology. In the past, he struggled with headaches and geopathic stress, but encountered organite crystal, which subdued most of his symptoms. He was amazed at how much it can radically influence mental and physical well-being, and to see the positive influence it has on people transmuting negative energy into positive energy.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Richard, welcome to the Great Awakening Show.
Hi, welcome. Thank you for having me on the show today.
Yeah, thank you for being here at this great awakening, crazy time that we're all living in. The most enlightening, yet the most challenging at the same time. So
yeah,
before we get into Orgon energy, which is just incredible, I just would like to know, as an awakening man, you know, what does this great awakening mean for you and for us all?
I see it as a time of realizing the truth within the world that we live in, and that the world that we live in is not the way that we think it is. And it's a thing where we're exposed to so much, but we don't see the truth in what we see. So it's almost like we're being driven to awaken the faculty which makes us realize that, to, you know, connect with the highest truth or the divine self, we have to sort of like go through the dark or the shadow side within ourselves. And then we're able to see that awakening part that shakens the boat, you know. So it is a magical time, because I guess with all this pandemic, you know, all of these things that have been happening to us and having to face our dark shadows has awakened certain magical sides of us. So I definitely feel a powerful time within this, you know. It's definitely a good time that has kind of come about.
Yeah. It is. It is such a magical time. I think you just saying that word is so important. We are tapping into our magic. Each and every one of us has our own magic. And this is a time of tapping into that and realizing that we do have that divine spark within us, you know, which they have tried to suppress for eons, you know, suppressing the human race, not allowing us to know that we do have this. And not allowing us to know about our energy as well. So it's a magical process when you start awakening and you start finding out about this, isn't it?
That's true. Yeah, it is magical, and it's good, I guess, at the same time, because, you know, we're being kind of shaken, and it's good because we can really see true happiness. And, you know, true happiness is stillness, is peace. And in order to know that, we need to experience the fantasy of life, experience the things that are non, that are, you know, that we get attached to. You know, having those attachments allow us to finally see the truth and see that happiness is within, and it's a sense of peace.
It is. And in this time that we're living in, it's so difficult. So many people can't find that peace. So many people are out of alignment of mind, body, and soul, aren't they? So many, it's like so many distractions out there. This is why we've got to really do our inner work, yeah? Mm. And keep ourselves in that alignment stage and keep ourselves in that peaceful place as much as possible and come away from all of that to know thyself.
That's right. Yeah, it's true. Oh. So true.
And, well, you are into some fascinating stuff. And, Richard, tell our audience, what is Orgon? Or how do you say it?
is organ, or some term it as organite.
Organite, right. Which is the most powerful energy on earth. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is it like the same as prana, the same as chi? It's all the same thing. I call it God's love light energy. But please tell us all about organ.
Yeah. So like you said, indeed, it's organ is prana, it's chi, it's life force. It is free energy. It's the energy that's available all around us at all times. It is like the ocean flows. It is what organ really is the manifestation of life force. So it changes the way we feel. Like we said earlier, happiness is peace, and peace is the sense of serenity. Organite creates that sense of serenity. And it's basically literally a combination of resin, metals, and quartz, you know, specifically. And when those are
combined, the crystal.
A crystal quartz, yes, indeed. So it's a very powerful thing, because when those three are combined together, they transmute energy. So they absorb energy, whether it's dirty, positive, or negative energy, it absorbs that energy and transforms it into positive life force.
Wow.
And it's, you know, such a magical thing to have or to know about, because it alters our frequency and it alters our way of seeing how life moves. So it's a very powerful thing. And it's all around us, you know, it's on ley lines, but organite specifically is man-made, but it was discovered by Wilhelm Reich, which put the ingredients together utilizing fiberglass and resin. And that is what the term organites or organ energy is.
Right. So you're saying that putting this mixture together can harness the prana and the chi and the life force, transmuting negative energy into positive energy. So what are these ingredients and how does that come about?
So the ingredients are literally resin. So resin is a liquid which becomes hard. So you mix two counterparts together and then you add it into a mixture of metal shavings and crystals, like we're talking about quartz crystals. So when you combine those two together, they create a piezonic electricity based upon the resin and the quartz, which means that, I'll show you, this is an example of one.
Beautiful.
You have the resin and you have the quartz at the top. So once the resin interconnects with the quartz, it then creates a piezonic electricity, which means that it's subtle electricity that you can't perceive, but it is moving. So it is affecting your surrounding space. And then you have the metals, which have to be really thin or very refined. And the more refined that the metals are, the more intensified that the organite is going to work, because the energy moves through the metals. And so the metals attract particles, or we could say atoms, and basically then generates energy and absorb energy and repopulates positive energy. So the quartz literally helps to clear the surrounding space. And then the metals are attractors of energy, which then creates that shaking vibration, which is termed organite or organ energy. So, yeah, literally the combination is very simple, but it has some magical effects, some extreme powerful effects.
So describe the benefits, and how we can use it in our everyday lives.
So within the benefits of organites, there are so many ways that one can use organites. You can utilize it for the growth of crops as well as plants, vegetables. Literally, by placing the organite next to a plant, the plant will flourish rapidly. You can also have it next to a Wi-Fi box. The geopathic stress that releases and the headaches that we get from just standing next to a Wi-Fi box or an internet connection has so much effect on us that the organite is naturally able to transmute some of that vibration into a more harmonious energy.
Wow.
Into a more beneficial and peaceful state of energy.
Yes, because because EMFs, electromagnetic frequencies, right? We are living in such a modern world. The whole world is pumping out these EMFs, microwave ovens, phones, computers, you know, all of it. It's just TVs. It's just so, it's so much, isn't it? And basically, you know, we can get ill from this, smart meters, smartphones, everything. We can get ill because it interrupts with the subtle connections of our energy bodies and the synapse, you know, the information energy that we send to ourselves, doesn't it? This is what happens, you know. This is because we are such an we are such amazing, you know, energetic beings, and we are made of energy before we are flesh and blood, you know. So this subtle energy, these EMFs, can be very harmful for us, can't they? Can you describe more on that?
Yeah, of course. It's like, you know, the fact that we're awakening, and as our frequency is literally growing, the modern effects of internet and even so fiber broadband, which is being installed all over the country now, is affecting the way we are interacting with frequency and energy. Because how we communicate is a telepathic communication at first, and then subtly it forms into the nonverbal and then the actual voice. So it's all of these channels that we've been interacting with as a humanity is being disrupted. And so when we utilize these tools, we're literally recalibrating the way energy is moving. We're basically bringing balance back into the atmosphere, into the world. The tense energy that we've been feeling throughout the pandemic has been the lack of organ energy or chi. We've been literally restricted to express ourselves. So these Wi-Fi equipments are interfering with our biological function. Now, these things are very subtle. Remember that we can't see these things, but we can feel it. And it's the subtlety of feeling that is more important than anything. So the more we can tune into the subtle energy or the subtle way we're feeling, the more we're able to know what's affecting us. And so this is why it's important to protect ourselves in various ways, or just identify how we're interacting with the energy around us, you know. And the most obvious way is being in nature. When we're in nature, we take off our shoes, we hug a tree, or we just sit down and relax. We notice the effect that it has on our body. And it's the same way when we're at home. Why do we feel tense when we're sitting on a laptop or we're using a mobile phone to interact with people? What is going on there? Are we not observing those very subtle effects to how we operate with these gadgets? So this is how we can kind of just understand how the world is affecting us in certain ways and why we need certain tools to help bring that life force or bring that happiness with it, that natural inner peace that we always have been.
Yes, because the ancients, our ancient ancestors, didn't have all this technology. You know, they lived on the land. They lived at one with nature. They woke up in the morning with the rhythms and cycles of life, you know, and they use their energy in a positive way. They knew about energy. You know, I'm a Kundalini Kriya yoga teacher, and you know, it's all about the Kundalini rising. And this is what we're here for. And we are energy beings first and foremost. And everything we think, feel, say, and do is energy, you know, and we have blocked energy within us, isn't it? You know, which all of these things must really help balance. So, I mean, it's just absolutely fascinating. So within, how does the organ pyramids, you have one there, how do they help in our home, and how do they help with our meditation? Because that's really important. I meditate every day. It's so important.
Mm-hmm. Well, just having it in the home will orientate or change the way that you communicate with your family, your friends, even down to your neighbors. You know, one of the key techniques that I've observed has been that my neighbors will tend to be more expressive. I mean, some of the neighbors that I've encountered have started singing out of the blue just because of being around the energy.
Wow.
So in effect, it naturally has an instant effect on us, on the subtle effect. Now, if we were to utilize it for like meditation, for example, then holding the pyramid, whether it's in your hand or just having it as a necklace, is one of the techniques that you can utilize it. So just by holding it, most people would tend to feel like a tingly sensation or a tingle vibration. And that tingle vibration is life force, it's chi. So obviously you said you're a yoga instructor. And so as a yogi, you're able to feel the energy that moves with you as you're breathing. So it allows you to connect with the breath, which is, you know, the prana. And so what happens is, when you meditate with the organite, instantly you will start to feel a warmth, tingle, vibration. And that vibration interacts with your breath. And that allows you to tune into the present, to the moment. And by doing so, it also has healing benefits. Now, those healing benefits means that the energy, that subtle wave, moves throughout your body and channels to the area which is tense. So you will know just by sitting down for 10 to 15 minutes observing your breath, you'll be able to subtly know what is wrong with your body, what is affecting you, and how the posture that you've been holding, all of those things are going to be noticed dramatically as soon as you hold the organite, or just by sitting down without holding an organite.
Amazing. Yeah.
And so subtly you will notice that, but when you're holding the organite, the benefits is that you'll be able to feel how the energy is moving through you into your surrounding space, basically. So I mean, these are some of the techniques. Some people use it for charging food, as well as charging your drinks. There are reports that have been noticed that it also helps with dreams, remembering dreams, deeper sleep.
Does it help you sleep?
Yeah. These are some of the benefits. I mean, you know, to go even deeper, the sky. In effect, the organite or organ energy was used to affect the weather forecast. You know, I have noticed within myself when I used to make, you know, huge pyramids. I have one now. I could probably show in a minute. When I first made one of those huge bits, grids, the weather would change, but I would also have one of those helicopters that will spiral around the neighborhood. They were trying to obviously detect where the energy is coming from.
Wow.
But with the time that we're living now, they do obviously use other techniques to affect the weather, such as harp,
yes,
which is a frequency which
genetic, geoengineering.
That's right. that I believe that they've upgraded their format, because obviously, because of the awakening side of humanity, which is becoming more aware now,
about
taking place.
Yeah.
They are speeding up on whatever they're trying to do, i.e. Us being able to now understand more the other techniques and stones like shungite, which helps to eradicate some of these EMF effects.
Yes.
We also
have various have you got any to show us there? It's a black stone, isn't it? Isn't shungite? Isn't it? And that does that absorb? That absorbs the harmful EMFs. Does that absorb it? Don't worry if you haven't. But that absorbs it, and that also transmutes it.
That's right.
It's unbelievable. So, and all of this comes from Mother Earth, who heals us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just astounding. So basically, you're saying, like, because when, you know, I do the Kundalini, I raise my energy up to all the different chakras and I chant om, and there's all these different kriyas that we do as a Kundalini Kriya Yoga teacher to fasten up our chakras and to promote free flow of energy through the subtle energy system of the body, right? And this brings in alignment of heart, mind, and spirit, heart, mind, and soul, doesn't it? You know, it's very important, because in everyday thinking, we get taken out into that world of all of that, you know, bombarded by the TV, the negativities. It's so much, the contrast and the negativity at the moment is so vast. So these energies and these sacred stones and the combination of putting it all together brings it all in, brings us into alignment. Is that how? And then you get the free flow of energy through.
Yeah. It's subtle, and it flows. So, you know, you have tools like shungite, which obviously naturally helps to absorb radiation and then transform that into a more genuine life force energy. You have the organites, and obviously there's other tools that people use, like the Tesla plates, but all types of tools that can be utilized to generate a shift in the vibration and in the polarity of the energy. So because we're being literally projected with so much.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Stop suffering with pet-related allergies when near dogs and cats. Great news, you can feel safe around pets with NasalGuard for pet lovers. NasalGuard topical gel blocks pet dander, hair, and dust mites from entering your nasal passages. Try NasalGuard for pet lovers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about NasalGuard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
Strawberries and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Radiation, as a result, we are finding different techniques and different tools to alter these frequencies. And it's obviously we're being affected, but it doesn't mean that there ain't ways to counteract some of these things are taking place. So it's it is pretty powerful stuff. You know, it's powerful stuff.
And because the outside stuff lowers, it's dense lower energy, isn't it? Dense lower energy. So, you know, we are these precious organites can raise our vibration, lift it up. You know, that's the same as a kundalini, raising it up, you know, to heightened vibration. And when you say that they, you know, they can feel like with the helicopter, you know, I know that they are, you know, it's like the suppression of humanity, not wanting to know our power and our energetic power, because we are transmitting, you know, our pineal gland is an antenna, is it not?
Right.
That picks up in the quantum energetic field that gives out our wants and desires and needs to go out, our attractions and our intentions to bring it back, to go out there. You know, that's, this is the creative process. We are creators and we create our own life experience. And this is how we do it, but we have to do it when we're in alignment. You know, it's like, isn't it? It's just astounding.
That's so true. And it's, you know, like the key as well is like the more we are refined in our energy and the more we're able to tune in, I should say, the more we can even manifest the things that we want in our lives. So everything is down to frequency, and dense energy cannot create, you know, dense energy can, but cannot expand as well as that sense of peace. And these tools have the ability to create peace to then allow you to flourish within your creation, whatever you're trying to create in your life, or wherever you're trying to be in your heart. You know, you have to think from a space of stillness to be able to even make the changes or your transformation, or even connect with your true self. And it's like being aware that these things are around us, that we're able to know that there's energy around us, we're able to more tune into what's best for us, right? And that's the key. And a lot of the time, whenever you're near water, there is a sense of natural spirituality, because water has the ability to shift the way we feel, shift the way we feel in terms of our emotions and our well-being. And so that's where ley lines flow as well. And so whenever you're in and around those type of spaces, you can feel how your mind and your sense of peace flows naturally. And it's the same way that the organites and the crystals and shungite and those type of tools are able to also alternate your frequency and shift the way you feel. So it's just having the awareness that these things can affect you in a positive way, can help us shift the way we connect with people. Because even to the surrounding, the type of people that we attract is also based upon frequency, how we resonate in terms of frequency. So it's really important to always keep your energy as centered as you can, you know? I wouldn't say you can't always be positive, but just centered, I'd say.
Yeah.
Because there might always be something happening in your life, but just having a sense of peace, of just clarity of what's going on, you're able to make better decisions and better choices, you know? So it's the same way that, you know, we may have the tendency to, on the very sad and ugly day, to just eat and consume things which ain't healthy. When we're more tuned in to our environment and the energy that's around us, we're able to make better decisions. And it's the same way that these tools work in that sense.
Yeah. And we don't want that dense food, you know, because food has got life force energy in it. We want food that is not dead. We want food that is alive, you know, that's got the life force prana in it, you know, to feed ourselves, you know. It's so important. You know, we are live beings, you know. That's beautiful. That's really beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so true.
And what about, I mean, I've been doing lots of research on the free energy that humanity used to have. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The electromagnetic energy that we had once before, you know, in the ether, you know, and that's why the pyramid, that's what I wanted to say. The pyramid is so significant, because that's the pyramid up to harness that energy, the electromagnetic energy in the ether, isn't it? And that's how the people before us, that's how they harnessed all of this. They harnessed it, you know, through the towers and through the antennas, like our antenna, our pineal. And, you know, they harnessed all, and it was free.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's only been the past 200 years since they've taken over completely, you know, that the globalists and all of that, that they have made, you know, energy. They took out all the free energy. They dismissed Tesla. They took it all out to tell us, you know, to make us pay to live on the earth.
That's right. Yeah. It's, you know, energy moves through water.
Yes.
So it's like this free energy that we're speaking about works through water and the sun. Obviously, the pyramids will harness energy through the sun. The sun will literally beam out this frequency into the pyramids, and then via the earth, the water moves electricity. You know, there are ways to utilize water to move electricity and to connect with certain tools to allow us to move freely. So obviously, there are even certain ancient buildings like churches and certain monuments.
They were conductors. They were conductors of free of the energy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They were literally conducted energy. And obviously that they were obviously connected to different parts of the planet to harness the different kind of constellations and stars that are aligned with a particular way of how the energy could be altered to utilize that for personal use. So I guess all these grids were placed in a certain place for different reasons.
Mm.
And, you know, we may not have the technology now to connect in the same way, but I definitely feel that people like Tesla were onto something, you know. They were definitely onto something, because even down to certain spacecraft and stuff,
electromagnetic energy. Yes,
they. You know, I have heard, based upon certain research, that even the organite was utilized for building some of these spaceships and some of even cars, electric cars.
Yes,
were you know, ran on that same principle.
Yes.
And so all it is, it's a different type of frequency, whereas we're using a based form of electricity, which is the modern way of utilizing it, such as the Wi-Fi. But, you know, you've got the ultraviolet light, which is a different kind of radiation, which is a positive type of radiation, which is harmonizing. So when we're talking about these tools, like cars, electric cars, that ran on a certain frequency, that ran on free energy, we was utilizing this type of frequency which was harmonizing to the atmosphere, right? it's a different kind of energy. And so
yes.
some of these science has been lost, but it all runs on sacred geometry.
Yeah.
It all runs on sacred geometry. And even just staring, even at an organite, just staring at it, you can do even certain hand exercises where you don't even have to hold the pyramid and you just have to stare at it. And your vibration will shift where, in a sense, that you will feel stronger just by staring at the frequency of that. And it's so magical, but it's obviously harmonizing, it's ionizing. And comparing to the dense energy like the laptop, the TV, those are tools which are more, you know, dead vibration.
Right.
So it is about reconnect. The more we can reconnect to that sense of vibration where it's more harmonizing as nature.
Yes.
And
yes,
you know.
Yes. And it's just amazing, all of this energy that all of these technologies that we had before and that have been taken away from us, I believe they're going to come back. Because I believe this great awakening that we're in, we're going to go back to Mother Earth. We're going to go back to the Earth. We're going to find the crystals. We're going to find, you know, like the organite. You know, we're going to go back to natural healing, you know, mm-hmm. so much that we have been using for thousands of years, you know. So it really is back to this natural free energy way. Because, you know, all the electricity and electric cars, what do they run on? You know, the batteries are toxic. They still have to get charged by electricity anyway. You know, magnetic energy is scalar waves, right? Mm-hmm. It's uplifting up. It never ends. It's the figure eight. Electricity, it runs out. You have to keep making it, you know? That's why they wanted us to use it, because you have to keep paying for it. You have to keep making it. But we're going to go into that free energy, that Tesla. They're going to be Tesla towers everywhere, I reckon. You know, it's going to be coming back and it's going to run the whole world eventually. You know, it may be in our lifetime, definitely.
Yeah, it's there is no doubt that's going to happen. We can just see through the, because I guess all of this free energy works within water and how the sun interrelates. You know, because obviously the solar energy connects with solar panels and there's a frequency there that's being activated. And we're seeing obviously certain solar eruptions throughout the planet. And so that's, I have a strong feeling that there is an interconnection with that and how energy, free energy works. And it's obviously being alternated now in this coming time, because when we observe nature, we observe the stars. The sun is the most important planet in effect of how the earth is receiving light.
Because it gives off the most prana. It's our biggest solar prana planet, you know?
And it's so important. It's like the more we can attune to the sun by fasting and allowing the body to receive the plasma, the energy naturally impregnates a different thought process for us to tune in to higher ways of living, i.e. connecting with nature in a more divine way, receiving certain instructions from divine light of star constellations and different star systems. We're able to finally tune more into what is needed to do and connect to a better lifestyle, you know.
Definitely.
And I think that we are getting closer to these technology awakening once again and, you know, being more available to people.
And they've kept so many amazing things from us. I believe that there's going to be amazing, you know, technologies coming out, natural healing modalities and, you know, electromagnetic, yeah, healing, energy medicine. It's energy medicine. The next one that's coming into, definitely. It's just so vast because we are foremost energy and energetic beings having a human life existence, aren't we? And everything, as Tesla said, is energy, is in frequency, vibration is in energy, isn't it? That's what Tesla, it's his famous line, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's the thought of it is that the more energy you have, the more happy you are. Because really and truly, when we see children, Why are they so happy? They are full of energy, full of it, and it's in them, and it, you know, permeates their whole being. And it's like, the more we can kind of just really understand this simple faculty, the more we can really tune into the key to life. Because when we, even when we look into astrology, yes, the planet Venus is the planet which represents happiness. And Venus is, represents the key, because Venus is the Ankh. And so the key to life is Venus, meaning that the more we can tune into love, the more we can tune into that frequency of harnessing energy and connecting to love, the more you can love others, the more energy flows through you. Mm. And the more you love yourself, the more energy can flow through you too. So, it's interesting to observe all of these simple symbols and fundamental truths. You know, it's that inner happiness that comes within, and that also interrelates with how we connect with nature and energy, you know.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one supplement brand, help you put back what life takes out. All-in-one comprehensive formulas created to offer you maximum benefit, whatever stage of life you're at, and with a range that supports everything from immunity, energy, cardiovascular health, joints, cognitive function, menopause, and even beauty. We've got you and your family covered. Premium ingredients packed into a powerful daily sachet. Simply mix with water to activate for a flavorful health drink. Perfect at home or on the go. Revive Active. Available at selected Holland & Barrett stores, Well Pharmacies, and online at Amazon and reviveactive.com. Super supplements for a super you.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living, a people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world, and hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
Once upon a time, human slavery was just a fact of life. Right now, animal abuse is often considered normal. In time, it won't be. Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living.
Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So
that's so true. And the energy of the earth is all connected. So you've got the grid, the crystalline energy grid of the earth, which is connected. We are part of that. We are part of that. We are connected to that. And then that's connected to the seven, you know, planets in the world, which are chakras and amazing energy beings in themselves. And everything is all connected and interrelated with prana, with organ, with the love energy of God, Goddess. You know, this, we're living in. So one thing that I do affects something, or one thing that I think, feel, do, it affects what you give out, comes back. It goes out on this grid through the universal energy system, bang, goes out and affects life on the other side of the world. You know, that's why we have to have a responsibility, you know, for our energy, you know, and how we're feeling. If we can, you know, always if we can, you know, do things and use these tools to help us raise our energy and not come into situations when our energy is negative, you know, always don't come into to people or loved ones and everything when you're feeling like that. Change your energy first. Do something. Walk in nature, you know, meditate, do to change your energy, then come in with a different energy. And then all things operate in a perfect way when the energy is in alignment. When it's not, that's when we get in our way and things start to go wrong because the energy is not good. It's like that vibes, that hippie vibes, isn't it?
Oh, true. Yeah.
Oh, it's not everything. Good vibes, man. It's not good vibes, yeah. You know. And it's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true. So true. So it is powerful because everything is connected. Everything is connected. You know, nothing goes without the connection of something. Nothing ever happens by accident. Nothing. And it's just how everything flows. And it's, you know, it's the power of connecting with light forces, the universe. It's constantly reverberating in whichever tone that we're projecting. Our voice, the tone of our voice is our signature. Everyone's voice is unique. And the very moment you're altering and you're helping and you're projecting your life and affecting reality in all ways. So, you know, when an artist is singing in such a way, the effects that it has is extreme. And we literally speak geometry.
Yes, words are spells.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're speaking your spells into existence. It's the magic, you know, it's the magic. And this is what we're just finding out about. And I just love that you're into the astrology because it's all connected, just like you said. It's like you can feel the energy. I do full moon and new moon rituals, and I've been doing them ever since I was really young because I feel the pull of the moon so much, you know, and I go into nature and I sit there and I write down my intentions on the new moon and, you know, and I can feel it. I can feel, you know, from 1 month to the next, and you can feel the pull of that moon, you know, and it's so powerful, especially for women. I feel, you know, a lot, they take their energy because before, when we didn't have electricity, when we used to live together in tribes, which is the correct way of living and not living in boxes, women used to have their menstrual cycles in connection and the same time as the moon and with each other. And it was revered, of course. Yeah. Yeah. Which is really, it was sacred. It was a sacred time for a woman because it's her heightened time, you know, of energetic, the energies are so heightened at that time. So, you know, all of this has been lost, really, that ancient wisdom. But we're going back to that ancient wisdom. By finding these tools.
That is true. And it's like even to the point when women connect more with the moon, the more information they can receive through the cycles of the moon. And I guess as well, when men connect more with the sun, the more focus and clarity they can have. And I feel that the yin and yang, I mean, we're both connected to the moon, but in different ways. Yeah. And it's like the key is that the more we can tune into our opposites, because we are the macrocosm of the microcosm, and we're always reflecting what's going on inside of us. And the magical side of this is that there is also an interrelationship with our moods, you know, in different ways. And it's important to be tuned in to both the masculine and both the feminine.
Because we are both the divine masculine and divine feminine. We are both, you know, we come from the oneness, which is heaven, the spiritual world, the oneness, to come into duality, to experience that separation from that oneness, so that we're always trying to merge with our true self, with our one, with our partner, with our divine masculine or divine feminine. But we've got to merge with that within inside of ourselves first. This is the power of duality. That negative darkness is just as important to delve into that as our lightness. You can't just have all the light. You've got to have both to have balance. This is what we're trying to find here, isn't it? The balance between it all, the oneness, the unity. I have learned so much, and I'm just going to go on, and next week I'm going to start my organ journey, you know, with you and your beautiful pendants. They're so gorgeous. So I just want to say, Richard, thank you for all of your divine wisdom about this really important, you know, vibrational energy that is so important to know at this time. So thank you for being on the Great Awakening Show.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. I really appreciate being on the show. It's been a delightful connecting with you and just expanding on the different frequencies and the connection to the spiritual nature of the universe. And
exactly. Yeah. Absolutely wonderful. Going to edit it.